I'm going to read my poem, Cat Words. My name is Donald Mace Williams. The cat looks up and sees me on my walk. Switching its tail, its topaz eyes on me, it creeps behind a bush. I'm sure the eyes, glowing, distrustful, watch me as I pass. Lucky I'm not a mouse or a strange cat high-stepping down the street. I go on home and sit at my computer. What to write? It's one of those blank days when even walking hasn't brought up a thing worth putting down. And what, in neighbor's eyes, could be worth that? If the cat came and played on my keyboard, it might write shridloo, a hiss, it's harrowing, a yowl, or a quirtyuyop, a ditzy scamper, batting the letters daintily, before tiring of sport with hard-skull plastic mice and slipping out again to where real ones with fur and warm blood might come sneaking past. And there, still with my problem, I would sit, shamed by a feline author that right off created good cat words, then tossed them out, knowing they had no value on the street. My name again is Donald Mace Williams. I live in Canyon, Texas. I'm a retired journalist and professor. I've had poems in various magazines, including this one. And my historical novel, The Sparrow and the Hall, which is set in 7th century Northumbria, will be out in a few weeks.